Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to greet you, to meet you by way of this radio broadcast each day. We are interested in having your conversation, communication, dialogue, and discussion about our issues each and every day. The broadcast format is designed for Q&A to include you, our listening audience, in the issue that we discuss each and every day. So let me remind you, you can do that by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. After our brief monologue, feel free to call in, give your insight, ask your questions. Let's join in the discussion together. We're going to be talking about today COVID pass. Yes, COVID pass, COVID identification, a COVID card in your pocket at the outset of the vaccinations that's now on the horizon, just around the corner. But before we get into our discussion and our dialogue on the issue today, let me remind you that we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast by way of the authority of the Word of God. It is the truth book, and this broadcast is designed around bringing to you the truth about issues for us to discuss and face them squarely as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, as Americans, and see what God would have us to do. You see, our public life, our private life, ought to be the same, and it should be based on that which is directed for us for our spiritual life, which is authoritative, out of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. As we face the issues, we do so based on truth. Truth, not fallacy, not the phony Communist Network News fact check, as they call it. I laugh at that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've ever watched it or not. This little goofy guy standing in front of a screen, he gives some hypothetical scenarios, and then he says, fact check. And then his fact check is the absolute fallacious, false lie that he's trying to cancel what is truth. It is the fact check, but it's a fallacious, false fact check. But on this broadcast, we want to look at it from a level of biblical interest and discussion, and what we ought to do in relationship to the truth book. It was Jesus in John 8:31-32 that said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." It is the truth of the Word of God. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the written word, revealed word of God. Jesus Christ is God, come into flesh. And so whatever the word of God says is truth, nothing more and nothing less. We live in a society today, very much like the secularist George Orwell said back many years ago. And he made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that coming to fruition more and more every day. You can watch the Biden group, the Biden cabal, and what Biden is saying, and what socialist Marxist Nancy is saying, and AOC and others, and you find that they have no problem with deceit, with falsity, with absolute lies. But as Christians, as conservatives, as patriotic Americans, we should seek the truth. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. He said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. So my challenge to you today, ladies and gentlemen, is to do that exact thing today. Test it for a day. Check it for a day or a week or a month. Make it a pattern of life to seek the truth, not from Communist Network News, not from MSNBC, not from the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, but the truth. And the truth, the scripture says, Jesus speaking, the truth, speaking of his word, shall make you free. Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even if it means dying for the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of power generators and the backup equipment in time of need, like hurricane season. Tools for Time has the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the landscape lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional in that field. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find that by a wonderful benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about today the COVID pass. We're talking about COVID identification. We're talking about having some kind of mark or identification to give you the opportunity, give us the freedom to have our movement and our being to buy, sell, or trade. We'll be referring to it a little later in this broadcast. Revelation chapter 13, the first verses 1 through 18, which is the full chapter, is very, very, very clear when we understand what's happening in the world today. When we study the Word of God, it just jumps off the page. Now, the book of the Revelation is not happening today. That's future tense. The book of the Revelation is chronological. What happens in the book of the Revelation starts taking place when the church is raptured out. The man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene, rules with a dominating force as a total dictator, and without receiving the identification to identify with the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, that is the one that is referred to as the 666, without that mark, without that identification, you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade. But what we are seeing today is not Revelation text. What we're seeing is the foreshadowing of the coming forth, the future tense of that which is found in the Revelation text. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the COVID identification and the COVID pass, some have used the expression, papers, please. You start to enter into a restaurant door. You start to enter into a business. You start to go into Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart's or any of the other businesses on a national level. They'll want to see your identification. That identification could be done by reading it, could be done by some type of RFID reader, or it could be done by a microchip, or it could be done by other means that is yet to be developed and or utilized on a broad scale, wide scale basis. But we're on the fast track for it, ladies and gentlemen. Have you noticed today's top of the news? Top of the news today was just about every one of the socialist Marxist communist networks were showing it this morning. Says a 90-year-old woman, Margaret Keenan, 90 years old, reportedly said she felt privileged when she became the first person in the United Kingdom to receive the Pfizer biotech coronavirus vaccine early Tuesday in Coventry, England. The title of the article says, 90-year-old woman is first to receive Pfizer vaccination. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump had already mandated that the Pfizer vaccinations be administered in America first. Now, it's neither here nor there with me personally, whether it's in the UK or America. I'm still going to say no in receiving it, but we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, it is the plan for the future of America. It's planned for the future of the world. But President Trump had already signed an executive order. So this article says Trump signed the coronavirus vaccine executive order prioritizing Americans over foreign nations. Our order reemphasized the Trump administration's First America approach. And it goes on to talk about how the news of the executive order comes just days ahead of the Food and Drug Administration Thursday meeting regarding Pfizer and BioNTech application for emergency authorization of the coronavirus vaccine, 3 weeks after the company filed for it. The FDA also plans to meet on December the 17th to discuss Moderna's vaccination. Now, both of those are very important names, Pfizer, Moderna. Moderna is primarily owned, operated, and controlled, not physically so, but by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as others. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's about nine total that's working on a fast track of some type for some kind of vaccination for COVID-19. Each one with their little different skew, each one with their little different plans on how it's going to be administered and what will be done. But as I understand it recently, all of them are going to require two or three, won't just be one, two or three actual vaccinations to be able to accomplish what they're planning on doing with the vaccination process. But ladies and gentlemen, we must ask the question. It's a question that's not being asked. It's not being discussed. But according to the latest research, as many as half of American population has said they'll not be vaccinated. As much as 50% of the Americans have said they'll not take the vaccination. They will not receive the vaccination. They will not voluntarily be, as Alan Dershowitz used the term, stabbed in the arm with a needle with governmental force. Ladies and gentlemen, we must ask the question. The question is not being discussed by CDC. It's not being discussed by Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's not being talked about by Dr. Birx or Dr. Tedros with World Health Organization. And that is just, what is the COVID vaccination? What does it do? How will it or can it affect our lives, alter our DNA? Will it be used as an identifier or as a passport? In order to shop, to buy, to sell, to trade, to fly on an airplane, or to go into the restaurants? The answer to these questions are very vital, I believe, for every human being in America, for every American, especially if you enjoy freedom, if you're thankful for our founding fathers, if you're thankful for our Bill of Rights, if you feel blessed as an individual to live in America, where we have the freedom to go into, say, go to state after state, or travel across state lines, or to buy, sell, and trade. Keep in mind, Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and following, talks about the mark of the Antichrist. If it's not accepted in the hand of the head, you will be forbidden, that's future tense, be forbidden to buy, sell, or trade, to open your own business, as I've put it in the last several months. But ladies and gentlemen, the answer to the question, answer to these questions, what will it do to us? How will it be used? How will it be administered? Can it change our DNA? What is the difference between the DNA and RNA and what is found in the Pfizer vaccination and also in the Moderna vaccination? That RNA is something that will alter the DNA. We won't get into a great deal of discussion of that. It's a scientific discussion, but we will do so later in this week when we'll do a broadcast with a physician that is knowledgeable of those things in relationship to that. But simply want to bring it to our attention today and talk about ask the question, can this be used? Will it be used as some type identifier to allow you to buy, sell, or trade, to get on an airplane, to go where you want to go, to do what you want to do? Here is an article. It says, Michigan governor, up to 6 months prison if businesses do not surveil their customers. This article says, hello, how many in your party? May I please have your full names, phone numbers, and addresses? Like many other businesses in Michigan, the bars and the restaurants will also be required to take names, contact information to support effective contact tracing, the release reads. As part of the newly extended orders, today reduces the numbers. It goes on to talk about the numbers that can be seated, et cetera. But it also adds to that requirement, it's a governmental requirement in the state of Michigan, that the restaurant owners, the bar owners, places of business, get your name, address, and telephone number when you enter into the business, or you can't enter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got news for you. There's a day coming that they won't even have to ask you those questions. There's a day coming, and it's very, very soon, when you will have a wallet-sized identification card that you'll have to pull out and show that you're COVID-free. I believe that very soon after that, there will be the recognition that that COVID pass card can be replicated, duplicated, imitated, and as a result of that, they will discover a way to make sure that that identifier is implanted via the vaccination. Now, you can disagree with that if you like. You can argue with that if you like. You can challenge the question if you like, but it's on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The lines are open for your call, for your information, for your dialogue and discussion about our discussion today on the COVID pass, on the COVID pass. In fact, we already have major businesses, major professions, major operations today in America that's requiring some type COVID pass. Here's an article that says Ticketmaster to verify COVID vaccination status, concert passes. Ticketmaster is that sells the tickets. If you want to buy a ticket for a major concert or a major sporting event, most people across America go to a business called Ticketmaster's online. This is what this article says. Ticketmaster's planning to require customers to verify COVID vaccination status with a digital passport or their on their smartphones, or prove coronavirus-free status with a test and a ID card in order to attend live concerts, according to the report. Ticketmaster's to verify COVID vaccination status or fans before on fans before issuing the concert passes. Ticketmaster's working now on a plan to use the smartphones to verify whether customers have been vaccinated or tested for coronavirus and are shown to be free. It goes on, ladies and gentlemen, great 4 or 5 page detail about how they're setting up that operation to do so. It is on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen, to be your requirement, my requirement, if we move and have our freedom and the movement in America as we've historically known it, as America was founded on, based upon our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says immunity passports and the peril of conferring a coronavirus status. Immunity passports, which would verify whether someone has been infected with coronavirus 19, could help open travel, but their development raises many serious questions, this particular writer says. The development of immunity passports raises a number of logistical and ethical concerns. In the United States, testing could become a barrier to getting a pass. Diagnostic tests have been limited and sorely tested, which means COVID-19 antibodies are still being developed. Even if testing were universally available, people without antibodies could be shut out from the activities of everyday life, creating a divided landscape of antibodies, haves and have-nots. The reality is that the access to society with this kind of certification will likely reflect existing systemic biases, corruption, discrimination, and other problems in the system. And it goes on to talk about how that would be instituted, how it would be set up, who would be required to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the introduction now of the COVID vaccines. Everybody's been hyping it. Our governmental agencies, including the cabinet, the president's office, been hyping it. And I understand with President Trump, I'm not trying to give a pass to what Trump has done in this relationship. I understand what he's done and the modus operandi behind it. The white-jacketed socialist, Marxist, globalist, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and coming out of World Health Organization, that the president used for several months as his coronavirus task force, they're whispering his ear that you had to have a mask, you had to have a fast track on the COVID vaccination. That has been done. It was set up under what's called warp speed. And as a result of that, the COVID vaccinations have now been packaged and are now being delivered on a national basis. Let me just tuck this little thought in. Our tax money, American taxpayers, gave an advance of $2 billion, not million, $2 billion to Pfizer to fast-track the virus vaccination and to make sure that Americans get it first. That was what's called warp speed. It's been placed into the hands of the military now to make sure that that is delivered with warp speed as it is being touted from the White House and otherwise. Now, I want us to understand there's a pathogen out there called COVID-19 that's real. It's deadly. But I want us to also recognize that Johns Hopkins University, Johns Hopkins Hospital, through the university system there in Johns Hopkins, did a major research, and they discovered that the deaths for 2017, 18, and 19, as compared to 2020, had a minuscule differentiation. They pulled that study because their statement was, we're afraid that it would cause people to relax and not recognize the danger of COVID-19. No, the reality is that the research was done properly. The reality is the research gave the right answer. And when they discovered that it was the right answer, they immediately pulled the research, claiming that they didn't want people to be lackadaisical, my term, not theirs, and sit back and do nothing and could get the COVID. So but the point is, we have been, how would you say, challenged as individuals. We've been challenged to bow and bend and submit to the COVID hysteria, the COVID fear, the COVID that's been weaponized to bring about exactly what the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats have wanted to do, and going into a global reset, as it is called, a national reset, a global reset, and that is for a major distribution of the wealth and the holdings of those in America and around the globe. The answer to the question about whether or not this needs to be done, whether or not we need to receive it, the answer to the questions about that are vital, ladies and gentlemen. Already some industries and professions and traders are instituting some type of COVID pass. They are wanting some kind of test. They're wanting it to be you to be safe, to be allowed to go into their business. A temperature track test have already been required. Most every place you go, they want to zap your temperature and tell you whether or not you can go in, or require that you wear a mask or you can't go in. I'm simply, ladies and gentlemen, you can disavow what I'm doing. You can dismiss what I'm doing. You can out of hand say that it's a little ludicrous. But ladies and gentlemen, I've simply refused to wear a mask. I've simply refused to bow and bend. I've simply refused to surrender my constitutional rights. I've simply refused to say yes, sir, to an executive order that I believe is harmful for my life, harmful for my health, harmful for our freedom in America. And so I've said no. You may choose otherwise. That's your prerogative. But ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the coronavirus vaccination, I'm looking at an article. Here's Bill Gates' pictures on it, and it says, Bill speaking, we need to develop a digital certificate that shows who has received all vaccinations. Only those with all the required vaccinations may travel, visit churches, participate in sports and music events, and even get a job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on to talk about, it's arguable to the world's most secure decentralized digital health passport that verifies and authenticates human health credentials. COVID Pass gives everyone the ability and peace of mind to return to work, to travel, to socialize, and knowing that their test status is healthy for themselves and for others. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, the COVID Pass card, which is probably going to happen sooner or later. I believe we should resist it, you know, by our elected officials. I believe it's preparing the masses for the mark of the beast. You know, when the police stop us for a traffic violation, they ask for a driver's license and insurance card. And, you know, we all do that, have to submit to that. But regarding the vaccine, I believe it should be voluntary. But the government will no doubt make it difficult, make life difficult, like you said. You know, they're going to require this and that for services. But I don't think God would allow people to be tricked into taking the mark of the beast. I believe you're going to have to give a overt, deliberate, conscious pledge of allegiance to Antichrist and whatever kind of mark, it'll have to be in your hand or your forehead, and you can't buy or sell without it. It's a big deal. It is a very big deal because of Revelation 14:9, which says, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. And
absolutely.
So, yeah.
In fact, what you have touched on is very, very real. We're seeing the precursor to that. Let's just do a little clarification here. What you're saying is correct, but let's clarify some points for our listeners to understand. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist steps on the scene. And at the time this takes place, the church has been raptured out. Every believer in the world will have already been suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world before the Antichrist steps on the scene. And then the precursor to that is being able to buy, sell, or trade. The precursor to be able to do that would be to have the mark of the beast. That is called the 666 in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. But the point being that during the days of the tribulation, those that have never heard the gospel, primarily dealing with the Jewish people, where the scales have been lifted off their eyes, they will be able to recognize and understand, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 and following, they'll recognize Yeshua Messiah and weep and wail as over the loss of the firstborn child. So they will be able to get saved. When they get saved, if they refuse to receive the mark, and they will during the days of the tribulation, they'll be able to won't be able to buy, sell, trade, open their business, eat, rent a car, get a house. They'll be left down the streets, moving around as a vagabond till dying, or they will be martyred for their faith. Revelation chapter 6, I think it's verse 9 and following. They'll be crying out from the altar of God, how long before our blood has been vindicated? And as a result of that, we find the rest of the story in the balance of the book of the Revelation. But you're exactly right. But the point that we need to understand is today, at this very moment, there are multitudes today that will look at it and nonchalantly say, well, that's, and you weren't saying it in that fashion, but it's no different than getting a driver's license, taking a driver's test, etc. There's a vast difference in a driver's license where you simply have been, and by the way, I've always felt, and I have a driver's license, but I've always felt that it's unconstitutional required, because shouldn't be any thing that would prevent a person from moving about freely based on our Constitution in its totality. But we've submitted to that for all of these years. As a result of that, the government keeps coming up with different things. And as you've said, I don't believe the government will require it, as we'll look at in a moment during the course of this broadcast. It'll be forced by businesses, by professions, and by the operators of those stores to allow you to go in. So the government will not be saying you've got to have it, though they will highly suggest it, but it'll be forced upon us through the business process in buying and selling and trading. Thus, the reality of Revelation 13 comes into play. But you're exactly right, and I'm telling people openly and honestly, I'm not trying to be your physician and tell you what you must do, but I'm telling you what I will do, and that is I will not bow or bend and accept the vaccine in any shape or form. And during this broadcast, we'll talk about some of the deficits, the dangers of the vaccine that's just now being told in relationship to what we'll to expect. But I am delighted to hear your stand on that, and I thank you for your call. Be blessed today. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. As I tell people always, keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about COVID pass, the COVID identification that is going to be required in the very, very near future. In fact, we're on the fast track for that as it stands now. Here's an article that says, Feds buying syringes that may have RFID chips, but no evidence COVID-19 vaccination will be required. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll read this article after the top of the hour news. We're going to have about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Some extremely, extremely important information to follow our news. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.